You're listening to Audio Culture on 95BFM.
Thanks to Audio Culture, Iwi Waiata, the Noisy Library of New Zealand Music. Go to audioculture.co.nz.
That's true, you're listening to Audio Culture on 95BFM. I'm joined today on the airwaves by Nancy Howie, aka Fathom, aka member of Tweed. Kia ora, Nancy, how are you?
Kia ora, I'm doing well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you so much for joining us. I'm very excited. It's not often on Audio Culture that we get to talk to the artists themselves that have been involved in a piece, however, that's usually music journalists. So I'm excited to hear from you today about some of your favourite tracks. We're chatting We're chatting about Nancy's Songwriter's Choice on Audio Culture, Iwi Waiata. And it's a selection of 10 songs that you're loving at the moment, 10 local tracks that you're loving at the moment or that have been influential in some way. We're going to listen to 5 of them today and kind of unpack, how you feel about them.
Spoiler, I love all of them.
Yeah, I bet. I mean, it's a good selection of tracks. I can't lie. I love a lot of these tracks as well.
Excellent.
So tell us a little bit about your kind of journey to becoming a musician, Nancy, and like where you've come from with your music.
Sure. I've always been sort of big into music. I started piano lessons as a kid, but I think I really found my stride during the lockdowns because I work in a non-essential trade. So I had a whole lot of time to myself all of a sudden, and I started to build experimental musical instruments, which I then started to sort of work into my singer-songwriter practice. So as you mentioned, I'm in a band, but our band couldn't practice during the lockdown, so I ended up putting out a solo album of singer-songwriter stuff with these weird instruments in it, and it's all sort of kicked off from there.
Mm. It's so cool because you're a singer-songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, you're in a band, like you said, you're a piano tuner, that's kind of your day job, right?
Yeah, that's the gig.
Yeah, and then like you say, you also make your own instruments, so I feel there's so many components here to your artistry that must mean when you listen to music, you have quite an interesting approach to what you like about a song?
Yeah, I would say it's sort of twofold, because on the one hand, the song separates into all of the constituent parts, and so, you know, I'm listening to the bass line and the guitar line and what the synths are doing, but I don't really feel like that detracts from the experience of listening to the song as a whole as well, so there's sort of the emotional component and then the more technical component.
Mm, cool. And of course we have a list of 10 songs from Aotearoa artists, but you talk a little bit in your Songwriter's Choice article about having grown up abroad. How do you feel about your relationship to New Zealand music now?
It's I would say it sort of has a bit of imposter syndrome, if anything, because, yeah, I moved back here when I was about 14 years old. I was literally in my 20s the first time I heard Bliss by the Dudes, so I'm not all that experienced in terms of, like, the lore of music from Aotearoa, but because I've played in my band for, like, wow, over 10 years now, you get to know some of the smaller acts in the circuit, and so I think that's where my attention sits in terms of local music.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, in a way as well, it's kind of nice. I feel looking at this list, it's a lot of recent artists, and it's quite refreshing to see a list of someone's favourite New Zealand songs. You know, as much as I love Dave Dobbin and The Chills and all of the classics, like it's really, I feel you add kind of a fresh perspective in terms of the music that you're listening to.
Oh, cool. I'm really glad to hear that.
I think we should listen to a track. We're going to listen to Overthinking by Isla. This is a friend of yours, correct?
Yeah, I met Isla in a cave.
In a cave?
In a cave, yeah. A friend of mine was hosting this kind of informal open mic setup, and I was playing there with my band Tweed, and Isla was also playing. And the cave thing didn't really pan out because it turned out there were some terrifying geological risks. But
well,
Isla, yeah, exactly. But Isla did go on to form a band. She put out a really strong EP, and then a few years later, she invited me to play bass in her band to tour her second EP. So this song, Overthinking, is from that follow-up.
Cool, let's take a listen. Just beautiful. Is that at the end? Is that like guitar harmonics?
Yeah, it is. It's gorgeous, right?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
So beautiful. I really love that one. Sorry, no, you go.
I chose that one because I've obviously listened to it a million times rehearsing with the band and playing live, but I never get sick of it.
Hmm. It's really beautiful. I love the I love it when though that sort of folky vibe has quite a like rolling sort of bass line or rhythm section that just kind of keeps going. Like it kind of reminds me of Tiny Ruins a little bit in that way.
Yeah, I can definitely hear that. I really love how the ending really sort of drifts offward, like drifts outwards, drifts away. It just feels like the entire song glitters.
Mm.
It was produced by Morgan Ellen, and his production efforts on this are just stunning.
Mm. Really cool. And so, I mean, obviously being good friends and now having collaborated a lot with Isla, how do you think your relationship as someone who kind of sees the other perspective of the writing and the making of the music, how does your relationship to when you hear the music shift?
If anything, I would say it doesn't. I'm so pleased that it is this way because I think I wouldn't be able to enjoy the music if it were affected by, as I said, all the times that I've practiced it and breaking apart all of the parts of the song. I actually find that I like it just as much as if I'd never met Isla. I think it really is a testament to the quality of the song.
Mm. And do you feel like having this creative relationship with Isla, do you feel like it's influenced your own approach to music when you make music in any way?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say Isla's one of the best melody writers I know.
Mm.
Her melodies are always standout. And I find that when I write, I tend to start with chords, and then melody is secondary to the chords. So it's really shifted my perspective and like how I approach the structuring of my own songs when I'm writing.
Hmm, beautiful.
Yeah.
We're going to go now to Rewind Fields with Safe Zone. Talk to me about this song.
Okay. This one actually ties back to Isla. Isla's basically the epicenter of my musical community.
Beautiful.
Yeah, during the lockdowns, she and her husband started this thing called Tag Your Folks for New Zealand Music Month, basically to just keep artists doing something.
Mm.
And the idea with that is that one artist is selected and they are given another artist whose music they have to cover, and then that person in turn is tagged to do someone else's, all local music. And a couple of years ago, I was tagged with Rewind Fields, so I had to cover one of their songs. And the song that I've chosen is the song that I covered. But the version on the album is just beautifully ethereal, and they have this incredible ability to fuse modern and nostalgic in their music. So, yeah, really looking forward to hearing it.
Beautiful. Let's have a listen to Rewind Fields' Safe Zone.
Safe zone, the one and only words to take the safe zone. From floating on the verge on the safe zone. You don't mean to leave your tongue behind the words. Don't mean to turn your head upon the words. Know the safe zone. Written on the mouth of sings said song. You're staring at me cold beneath the ozone. It's fading on its way behind the sea. Believing nothing more beneath the tree.
This is really lovely. It's so lush,
song, right?
Lush and textured, eh?
Yeah, when I listen to Rewind Fields, it makes me feel like I'm underwater. I don't know how better to describe that.
Yeah.
But yeah, after Tag Your Folks, I became friends with the person behind Rewind Fields. If I remember correctly, they're playing and producing everything on that track.
Wow. That's impressive. Yeah.
So very talented person.
Yeah. So when you covered this, because obviously there's so many different elements in the arrangement with the horns and everything, did you play any of your homemade instruments on this?
I did, yeah. I don't actually play any horn or reed instruments, but I do have an instrument I've made called an allulophone that's made from like a balloon and a butchered school recorder. That sounds quite a lot like a saxophone. So there is a lot of that. The rhythm section also, I think those are the only instruments. But yeah, there are definitely DIY instruments on that cover.
I love that. I got to hear this. What is it? Allulophone.
Allulophone, yes. Yeah. Like allulate.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, that sounds epic. I'd be intrigued to hear your cover of that after listening to the original. It's a beautiful track.
Definitely. Yeah, I think... it's on the internet somewhere. I can't call to mind exactly where it is.
Cool. We're going to go now to an older track. This is a band that your band was compared to or said you had similar vibes to, right? The Waves track?
That's right, yeah. So my band, Tweed, put out our debut album in 2017, and there was a reviewer in Metro who said it sounded like the early days of Waves, so I had to go and track them down. And I loved it immediately. I couldn't believe that I'd never heard of this band before. They sound kind of like, in their first album, they sound kind of like America, the sort of soft rock band from the States. But they wrote and recorded a second album that was nixed by their record label, and the record label erased the tapes as far as I'm able to find.
Wow.
But there was like a special release that came out about 10 years ago. And the track that we're going to be listening to is from that second album, which I think is much more sophisticated and more complex. It sounds a lot more like Steely Dan or the Doobie Brothers.
Cool. Let's have a listen. This is Misfit from Waves.
When I was at college, they called me Flash, or Shadow Shifty, Spider or Stash. Now I've grown, no one knows my name. I'm a face in the crowd, caught in the game. On down to the NS Wales, I'm gonna check out my interest, make sure nothing fails. Got a plastic magnum and a monkey mask, I'm gonna bury that loot, get away fast. For Uruguay, and I won't see her for some time, at least until the heat dies down.
Yes. Very cool. That's
I really adore that sort of plot twist that the track takes right at the end.
Yeah, yeah, really, really cool. For anyone just tuning in, that was Waves with their track Misfit. We're currently chatting with Nancy Howie, a.k.a. Fathom, a.k.a. member of Trio Tweed, for Audio Culture today. We're talking about Nancy's songwriter's choice. So far, it's been really good. I'm liking your music taste.
Excellent. Glad to hear it.
So cool. We've got a couple more tracks to talk about. We're heading a bit more modern now for these last couple of tracks, eh?
Yep. Yeah, that's right.
Talk to me about how you discovered Balu Brigada.
Okay, so at the time, they were actually called Balu, like the bear, but I assume for copyright reasons I had to change the name. But I was, am a piano tuner, and I used to be responsible for tuning the uprights at the University of Auckland. So I'd been called in to do a tuning before a concert, and it was the end of year concert for the Pop Month students, which it turns out is actually open to the public, and was an amazing variety show. And Balu Brigada were one of the bands that was featured. And they just had this incredible charisma. You know when you go and see a band and you just can't look away? They have that quality.
Yeah, that's quite impressive, because I'm actually an alumni of the pop course, and I always find the end of year concerts a bit hard to portray that, because it's just everyone's parents. So that's pretty impressive that they
and
were that charismatic. Oh, cool. And I mean, isn't it a good feeling when you discover a band when they're just starting out and then they get really big?
It is so cool. Yeah, I've been sort of vaguely following their career trajectory since then. So that was around 2014. And I think they've just finished an international tour with 21 Pilots. So they're doing pretty well for themselves.
Yeah, amazing. And so what is it about this track, Oh, Not Again, that you like?
It has some of their trademark qualities in that they have this, like, hooky, accessible pop music. And they managed to sneak in this complex harmony. So, for instance, with the song that we're about to listen to, for the really big music nerds out there like me, there's a harmony at the chorus that is, like, a minor ninth, which is not something that you would normally hear in pop music. So there's this, like, undercurrent of complexity in their music that I just adore.
A little bit jazzy.
A little bit jazzy, yeah.
Cool. Let's listen to Oh, Not Again from Balu Brigada.
Disconnect. I'll reassemble all of this again. Is it ever enough? Side effect, a little heavier than I'd expect. It's a hell of a drug. I can't make no sense of it all. You can't sleep on my sofa no more. Sell my dreams just to make a quick buck. Left on red and I'm waiting on closure. Come on, settle the dust. Cause you keep sleeping on us. You keep sleeping on us. Too far to ever make it back again. Is it ever enough? Hanging on, but I know it's only moments till we hit a wall and lose it all. Closure, come on, settle the dust. Cause you keep sleeping on us. You keep sleeping on us.
Very cool. I can see those guys doing well on a tour with 21 Pilots.
Yeah, definitely. They, as I said, are very engaging performers, but I love that chorus so much.
Mm.
What a great hook.
Very catchy. We've got one more song to listen to. This is another pop school alumni, correct?
I actually know nothing about Bridges, just that it's another Isla link, because Bridges played after us at Isla's EP release last year.
Mm. I think Bridges went through pop school.
I have no reason to disbelieve you. I love the song that we're about to listen to because I just think that the lyrics are really powerful and important and, I don't know, just wonderful.
Mm.
Excellent work.
Yeah, cool. It's really cool hearing on this through this article about, yeah, how you've discovered this music through other people and, you know, like the lockdown thing of covering each other's tunes and then, you know, us talking about it now and reading your article. It just goes to show how cool it is to discover music in a social kind of context, eh?
Yeah, I think there's something really beautiful about that sort of organic approach to discovering music because there's so much music to discover at any given time. You know, with the millions and millions of new songs on Spotify every day, it's so easy to get choice paralysis or to just fall back on the same, you know, old albums that you've listened to your whole life.
Mm.
But yeah, it's a real advertisement, I guess, for going out and listening to live music because, that's where the good stuff is.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Thank you so much, Nancy, for joining us today to talk about Songwriter's Choice on Audio Culture.
It has been an absolute pleasure.
Oh, well, thank you. We're going to close out with Pills by Bridges. You've been listening to Audio Culture on 95BFM, chatting with Nancy Howie, a.k.a. Fathom, about her Songwriter's Choice. Thank you so much, Nancy.
No worries. Cheers.
Spent years doing what you said was right. I was wrong to think that it would help. Scared to think you'd take your own advice, 'cause I almost followed you through hell. Nightmares, no air, draw a blank on a good year, till I ran the other way. Oh, you know that I lean into the darkness, and oh, you know it hits me hard. Shouldn't take it, but I think the pills changed me. Yeah, I think they might have saved me. Don't know if you meant the things you said, 'cause your words implied that I should die. And it hurts less to make them worthless, but they leave a sour taste. There was so much on my plate and you didn't help. Nightmares, no air, draw a blank on a good year, till I ran the other way. Oh, you know that I lean into the darkness, and oh, you know it hits me hard. Shouldn't take it, but I think the pills changed me. Yeah, I think they might have saved me. Darkness, and oh, you know it hits me hard. Oh, I know you told me I shouldn't take it, but I think the bills changed me. Yeah, I think they might have saved me. I think they might have saved me.
was
Audio Culture on 95BFM.
Thanks to Audio Culture, Iwi Waiata, the Noisy Library of New Zealand Music. Go to audioculture.co.nz. It's just fascination.